Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Fluently Forward. If you can tell, sometimes if you're watching on YouTube, I like to dress up for these. You've already seen the title, so you already know who it's about. But if you have watched Cole Sprouse on Call Her Daddy, hopefully I'm giving Cole, and I even brought some cigarettes with me so I can really douche it up like him halfway through and, you know, lean into the Cole-ness of everything. Now, I think a lot of people, there's been like a re-interest in Cole since he was on Call Her Daddy. And it's not just that he was on Call Her Daddy, it's that he was on Call Her Daddy. And I really think anytime you watch someone for an hour, you get a good read on them. I did not like the read on Cole Sprouse, and I think a lot of other people didn't as well. It's really interesting when a celebrity like isn't really out there and then they do a podcast interview and you kind of get to see a little bit of their character. I think for a lot of us, when Prince Harry started speaking and his memoir and doing interviews, we were like, wait a minute, I actually didn't know who Prince Harry was, and like he's a completely different person than I thought his personality would be. I kind of think the same thing happened with Cole Sprouse. Now, I was excited to listen to him on Call Her Daddy because he is notorious in the blind items for being this dirty, rotten scandal. And listening to the clips of him on Call Her Daddy, and I have listened to most of the episode, where he is basically saying that like he's been cheated on in every relationship and he's trying to come across as so self-aware and a people pleaser and just kind of this like lost soul who's always trying to do the right thing. And we're going to get into his blind items because they really paint him out to kind of be the devil. Like, I don't think all of these blind items are true. I'll be letting you know which ones I think are and which ones I think aren't, but it's going to make for an interesting episode. And you know me, I always like to get into kind of like the psychology of how people present themselves almost in like a PR aspect, because we never know who somebody is. We only have how they present themselves to the public to judge them based off of that. And I think that Cole was really fucking annoying, dude, on Call Her Daddy because he was doing the Hailey Bieber method, which I hate. And I've said this before on our episode, Pop Culture Hot Takes with Olivia from TikTok. Basically, Hailey Bieber, I think, confuses and frustrates a lot of people because she either is like wearing the Nepo Baby t-shirt and trying to be like, I'm just like a girl who doesn't give a fuck, or she's like consistently liking Jelena fan accounts photos on Instagram and she is the girl who gives a fuck. And it's like, okay, so do you not care or do you care? Like, you only present yourself on opposite sides of the spectrum. How can I determine who you are? Because it's so opposite, it makes me think you're insincere. And I think that Cole was doing the same thing on Call Her Daddy, where half the time he's trying to, wait, hold on, I'm gonna light up so this, it makes more sense, because it was just so douchey when he did it. Okay. So he's holding it like this, and he's saying like these big words, which by the way, nobody smokes on Call Her Daddy. Even like John Mayer wasn't doing that on there. It's just like, stop being such a douche. Anyway, and Cole Sprouse is just talking like this, and he's saying big words, high vocabulary, but then he switches to the everyman. And this is my apartment, not Alex Cooper's studio, so we're gonna put that out. But here's the thing. He oscillates between, I'm a philosopher at the age of 30, and I have everything in life figured out, and I look back on my life, and I laugh because I have it figured out. And then the other half of the episode is him using phrases like, come on, man, and gee, I mean, don't we all, blah, 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 trying to get bread on the table. And he just goes back and forth between, I don't know, like this philosopher and this guy at the airport that you'd want to grab a beer with. And those are two different archetypes, and you can't be both of them. So I'm just always fascinated by, you know, how celebrities try to portray themselves online. Let me know if you watched his episode on Call Her Daddy. Is anyone watching Call Her Daddy anymore? They're really not. Okay, so let's get into his blind items because, God, these ones are juicy. All right, the first one, and there are a bunch of these, is basically talking about how Cole Sprouse is allegedly a serial cheater for literally every girlfriend. One blind item here says, the A-minus list actor who has been acting since he was a kid and has others in the family is a really toxic fuck, isn't he? I love how he blames his actress co-star slash former girlfriend for all of the problems they face as a couple. Is this the serial cheater slash abuser playing the victim card? That is next level low. And it's kind of reminded me of Remember when Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were kind of going back and forth with like Instagram comments a couple years ago? And Selena was like, funny how the one who cheated multiple times is now playing the victim card. That was essentially her role. And people do that. What is it with people doing that? They give themselves away. I've only been cheated on in one relationship that I know of. Could have been more. And in that relationship, I remember my boyfriend was like, my one hard line is that cheating. Like, I will never, ever forgive it, blah, blah, blah. It's really weird how people do that. I did not pull every single blind of Cole Sprouse cheating on Lily Reinhart. There were probably about 50. I really feel for this girl. And it's interesting because a lot of tea coming out from the Riverdale writers and cast and crew say that Lily and Camilla and the redhead Madeline, I think her name is, say that these girls are like kind of annoying and diva-ish on set. But I really hope that those are just rumors, because at least from like their TikTok presence and the quotes that they say online, in my opinion, they seem to be really good friends, close friends. And I feel like they're always saying the right thing. Like anytime I hear a quote from them, I'm like, you know what? I wish a celebrity was saying stuff like that. So I personally like that trio. But I do want to get and start this episode off with some names, because I'm always like, okay, they're cheating. Who are they cheating with? Check out this blind item. Daggers from this A-minus list, mostly TV actress, Lily Reinhart, from a hit Almost Network show towards the co-star of her actor boyfriend, Haley Lou Richardson. Our TV actress knows that the pair hooked up while filming a movie and she seethes about it daily. So yes, that is, allegedly, Cole Sprouse cheating on Lily Reinhart by hooking up with Haley Lou Richardson. If you listen to our White Lotus episode, I highly recommend it. She played Portia on White Lotus. Why? Like, I'm just imagining him cheating on her and she's wearing that like neon green crochet top, you know, and he's like taking it off. Ooh, Portia, my God. So that's one of it. A lot of the other cheating blinds were basically saying fans. Another blind item about Lily and Cole Sprouse. This Almost Network actress said that her co-star ex kept making excuses for why he wouldn't come pick up his stuff. She finally just threw it away and apparently is seeing a guy who is super nice to her, unlike her ex. This was an interesting blind item. By the way, I'm doing this pose because that's what... Hold on, I'm bringing it back. Because that's what Cole was doing the entire episode. So I'm just gonna call it up here. This is a blind item that was pretty long and it wasn't super juicy, but it was basically saying that Cole is hooking up with fans, whether he's filming in Vancouver or he's home in LA, he picks women who aren't from those cities. And he picks women to hook up with who have a job where they have to be in an office rather than working from home. So then that way he can like get rid of them because they have an office to go to. It was a very interesting blind item. I don't know if it's true, but I do get tickled by the fact that he's like texting these girls and he's like, what company do you work for? What hours? Okay, you have to be in the office at 8 a.m. Fantastic. Oh, you work from home for a tech company. Sorry, see you later. If anybody knows how celebrities scout for the people that they hook up with, let me know, because I think it's interesting. Another blind item about him cheating on his girlfriend with fans. This Riverdale actor was late to a date with his girlfriend because he was having sex with a fan. He has fans? The fan said that the actor's phone would not stop buzzing during sex. It wasn't until after the sex, though, that he said it was his girlfriend. Now, these were two blinds that, repel, they're the opposite of each other. So who's to say which one is correct? I'm going to guess it's the first one. But this is about Cole Sprouse and Camila Mendez. The first blind says, this Almost Network A-minus list actress takes it as her duty to warn women she knows who are talking to her actor co-star. She convinces them to stay far away from him. Now, the blind that says the opposite from a year or two earlier says, this A-minus B-plus list actress stars on an Almost Network hit. In one of her lowest moves, she has been introducing women to her co-star, women that she knows will be emotionally abused by the actor and in most cases just used for sex and dumped. First of all, I like Camila Mendez, but A-minus list actress. I feel like that's kind of hard for her. But anytime NT is talking about an Almost Network show, it's usually a Netflix hit. I would like to believe it's the first one, because I know that the three girls on that show are really close. So I'm sure Lily was like, you know, any girl who's with Cole Sprouse is going to be going through a hard time. Speaking of Lily, this is like kind of Cole Sprouse adjacent, and I just find this blind really juicy. It was from the Met Gala last year, I want to say. This Almost Network actress, who finally got out of the miserable relationship with her co-star, Lily Reinhart, was spotted getting very cozy with the technically still married manager of numerous singers, Scooter Braun. Ooh. Have you seen that Scooter Braun is like on Raya right now, but he's under a different name. And I think his name was like Timothy or something. And it's just like pictures of Scooter Braun. Fascinating. Another one about Cole Sprouse being a dick. This a-hole actor who has been acting since he was a kid yelled at his model girlfriend at dinner the other night until she broke down in tears. He also wouldn't let her go to the bathroom because then everyone would think that he was a jerk, and he made her run off crying. This next blind item is a fascinating one that I have heard on many different parts of the internet. I'll just read it to you at first and then we'll get into it. This A-minus list, mostly television actor who stars on a hit Almost Network show comes from a family of actors and has been acting since he was a child. Cole Sprouse did another one of his A-hole moves. Every day, he would go to a coffee shop and hit on this barista until they finally went out and they had sex. He then ignored her when he would go get coffee and then told the manager that he was uncomfortable seeing her there every day and tried to get her fired or transferred. This blind item has been around the internet, and I'm pretty sure the girl, or maybe it was like a friend of the barista, spoke about this online as well. Give it a Google if you want to know more, but if I had to bet which deranged blind item on here is probably the most accurate, I'm gonna say Cole Sprouse and the barista. That's just my guess. Another blind item. The Coke bloat is real with this former child actor turned A-minus list, mostly TV actor, who is only A-minus list if you actually watch his Almost Network show. Otherwise, you probably have no idea who he is. So that is a little Coke bloat blind item. And, you know, if they didn't say Almost Network TV show, I would say, is this Leonardo DiCaprio? But they said Almost Network TV show. So we're going with Cole Sprouse. How fun is that, though? You know what? I'm going to have to look up, not fun, I'm a freak, right? I'm going to have to look up pictures of Dylan next to Cole. It could be like one of these experiments, like what happens when one twin does cocaine for 10 years and the other only does a tiny bit of cocaine, and then you see how different they look. Sorry guys, I've got issues. That's like my idea of a science experiment. I will say too, there was a girl who tweeted years ago too that she went to the Met and the highlight of her night was doing coke with Cole Sprouse. Interesting. Okay, we got another blind item with a name about cheating. It says this A-minus list actor, Cole Sprouse, if you watch his show, Riverdale, and just a former B-plus list teen actor, if you don't, has been hooking up with a new castmate after dumping the last one he was using, Lily Reinhart. Yes, there was lots of crossover. Oh, and he sometimes hooks up with another actress on the same network, but a superhero show that films in the same city. And some people were saying this could be Rachel Matthews, who's in the series Batwoman. Let me know if you know anything about that. This last blind item, I think, is just, I think it's a funny one because it's like so tame. This A-minus list, mostly television actor from an acting family who was on a Jump the Shark Almost Network show, come on, that's gotta be Riverdale, was wearing more makeup than his girlfriend at a party. Apparently, he has some kind of rash on his face, so he went this route. The only reason I'm saying that is because I just think that blind item is so relatable. Like, how many times have you had, I don't know, a rash or eczema or something break out on your face and you put makeup on and you're like, I hope nobody notices. And your partner's like, no, don't worry. Like, nobody's going to notice. And now here it is as a blind item on a YouTube video. So there we go. There are probably, I could have stayed around for an extra 25 minutes reading all of the very various cheating blind items about Cole Sprouse, cheating on his model girlfriends, cheating on his co-star girlfriends, cheating with other co-stars, cheating with his fans. But please just trust in me that there's about 15 more of these, and I just didn't want to drive you crazy by saying the same stuff. So let me know what you have heard about Cole Sprouse, and I find it really fascinating how one twin has such a nefarious reputation, while Dylan, there's a few blind items about him, there's one or two blind items about cheating, but not at all. Cole Sprouse is basically a blind item celebrity. There's probably over 40 blind items about him, which I find really interesting. So let me know if you watched him on Call Her Daddy. Will we be getting the other twin on for another episode, or will we be getting Lily Reinhart? That is an episode I would actually be interested in. And also, what is it with Call Her Daddy? It's like, at this point, anyone with a bad reputation immediately goes on Call Her Daddy. And it's gotten to a point where, like, even if Barack Obama went on Call Her Daddy, I'd be like, okay, there's some skeletons in his closet because only troubled people now go on Call Her Daddy. What the hell happened to that podcast? You know, it used to be so fun. Anyway, thank you for hanging out with me, and I will see you on Monday for a full episode of Fluently Forward. Bye, guys.